Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Today, I'm joined by Clotilde Bullen, the lead curator of major exhibition The Neighbour at the Gate, set to open at the National Art School this July. It features new commissions exploring the connections between First Nations peoples and Asian Australian communities. Thanks for having a yarn with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Chloe, can you tell us a little bit about who you are? Where are you from? What do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a Wurundjeri and Buddy Maya woman from the southwest of Western Australia, and I have been working in the visual arts field for the last probably 3 decades, I guess, so quite a long time. I came through actually as a very young person working in a commercial Aboriginal art gallery, and went on to work at state institutions and at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney. So I've done a lot of work in the area, and I was most recently the chair of the National Association for the Visual Art. I was the chair of that board, so I've been around a long time. I love what I do. I'm really passionate about the way that art can heal, can educate, can challenge, and the way in which First Nations mob can actually sort of represent themselves through their art and culture. So it's a really important space to be in.
This exhibition, The Neighbour at the Gate, it's got First Nations and Asian Australian artists involved. Can you tell us, what is this exhibition? Who's in it? What are audiences going to see?
There are 6 artists that the curatorium has selected to be part of the exhibition. Initially, I was approached to do the exhibition and really wanted to work alongside a curatorium who reflected the ideas of the exhibition. So we have Zali Morgan, who's a Wolman and Ballardong Noongar curator from over this way as well. And we have Michael Doe, who is a senior curator at the Sydney Opera House. And we as a curatorium have worked together to bring these artist commissions to life, I suppose. 6 incredible artists. Dennis Golding, who people might know, who's actually from Redfern in Sydney. Jackie Cheng, James Tyler, Jenna Lee, James Newman, and Elam Ishragian Hakanson. So 3 First Nations artists in conversation and sort of collaborating with 3 Asian Australian artists from Asian diaspora. And what's really exciting about that, I think, is just this the way that we've curated the show to really ensure that these ideas around coming together, around what sort of unites us rather than divides us, is really shown in the collaborations and kind of conversations between artists and their output in the show, their commissions, which, you know, are the first time they've been done. It's the first time anyone will see them. It's really special. It's been sort of an idea of mine to do this show because I grew up in the Bronx of Perth in a place called the KGB, which a lot of black fellas from over here will know. It's Kandula Balgagirwin state housing, you know, and I grew up in that place, and it was a place of such strong community, I suppose. And within those suburbs, there are a lot of delis run by Asian mob, and so I grow up sort of normalizing that sense of community, and also seeing in our families that many blackfellas would marry into Asian mob and vice versa. So it was really normalised, but I really felt that people outside of those communities had no idea that's what we do, and that's what had happened in our histories and is still happening. My kids are Blackanese, as we call them, so married into Burmese Aboriginal mob. I really wanted to talk about this idea sort of on a much bigger scale, so we could sort of let people know this is a history and a type of community that exists in Australia that not many people know about.
So when it comes to these artists that are involved, we can't get into every single one, but can you share a little bit about what some of these works are doing and exploring?
Yeah, absolutely. With all of the works, they're brand new commissions, or they're building on sort of previous ideas from the artist. So we wanted to have, I guess, some spectacle, but also some moments of intimacy and some moments of a real sense of community and bringing people in. We have tried to be really inclusive. The works themselves feel really inclusive. They feel like they're asking you to be part of a conversation and asking you if you can see yourselves in them. So we have all kinds of sort of thematics that we're dealing with. Some of it's sort of about ritual and ceremony. Some of it is about family ties and the way we interact with our families and other and our broader extended families. Some of it's about that sense of community. How do we create a sense of community when we're often, you know, kept from each other very deliberately? You know, a lot of these, particularly these Asian Australian artists, their mothers or fathers or grandparents or, you know, people in their extended families, when they came to Australia, they weren't told anything about Aboriginal people. And effectively, and this is where the name sort of comes from, they were quarantined at the gate. So they were deliberately not told anything about Aboriginal people and the history of this country when they came here. And so it's been a bit of a journey for many Asian Australian people to actually find out and understand the history of this place that they've come to. And so a lot of the work sort of address that and talk about that experience, I suppose, and also the experience of kind of then coming together with Aboriginal people in the community and kind of, you know, creating relationships. So the show is really a call in. It's not I'm not sort of a big fan of cancel culture, and I prefer to be able to, in the way that is more traditional in our way, to call people in, to kind of sit down with people and educate them about our culture and what happen and who we are, and that's really what this show and what the artist's work embodies.
So as lead curator, you've been very hands-on in who comes in and what stories are being told here, but you also have two other curators helping with this collaboration. What's it like to be able to collaborate with a team of people on your side and the artists?
I mean, I've loved it, actually. I've been doing this for a really long time, as I said, and my role now really is to support more early career or mid-career or people who are younger than me, to support them coming through and to actually support their careers. It's really critical that we do this. It's proper in our way to actually, as older people in communities, I'm not an elder, but as an older person in community, as an auntie, I guess, to really support people coming through and to ensure that continuity of teaching and learning in that space continues. So that was really what I wanted and what the intent was behind having a curatorium. And it's really, really worked. And I absolutely love these two that I'm working with. They are spectacular human beings, and it's been a really thoughtful and considered and very lovely process to be in with them, but equally so with all of the artists. I cannot speak highly enough of these artists. They have embraced this process, which has been a bit of a different curatorial process. They've embraced it wholeheartedly, and they you know, friendships have been formed out of this, and people have really loved being a part of the process, I think. And part of that has been about building into the budget a way for all of us to continuously sort of come together and keep discussing these ideas. It makes the work much more impactful, I think.
I have here that one of the quotes from Katrina and John, I'm not sure who said it, but that this curation is kind of like a cultural conversation in truth-telling between our Aboriginal and Asian history.
Yeah, definitely. I think John Waite is the one of the key sort of people that we've been liaising with at NAS, and Katrina Cashman, who's, and the NAS team, the National Art School team, have been absolutely wonderful to work with, I must say. Shout out to Lucy Lutella, who I used to work with at the MCA. She's working with us as well. And they've been fantastic. And I think they've really understood that this premise and the nature of this show, which really it's sort of, I guess, deceptive in a way, because the work is so beautiful that you forget that you're actually seeing something laid bare, which is this history, a very different history and experience of Australia that's been had by Asian Australian and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in this country. So the truth-telling is an interesting word, because I think everyone's truths are different. But I do think that what this show has allowed is the autonomy by the artist to tell their narratives and their stories in the way that they wish to, and that's absolutely critical.
So when it comes to audiences coming and seeing this, what do you hope that they take when they leave this exhibition?
I actually hope they leave with a really warm feeling. I hope that they can see themselves reflected in the work in some way. We really are doing a lot around the public program to invite people from Western Sydney, particularly where a lot of these communities are from. We're doing a lot in the public program to make sure we have translators for Vietnamese and, you know, Cantonese and Mandarin, and a whole range of different language points and access points for people, because we want to support sort of non-typical arts communities, I suppose, to come in and see the show and to see themselves reflected in it and go, hey, this, I know this story. This story is my story as well. And that's really, really important, because art's supposed to be accessible to everyone. And when we don't do that, when we don't invite communities and the public in, and different groups from different language communities and things like that, if we don't do that, I think we're failing in our duty to make art for everyone, you know. So I want people to leave feeling like they've seen something of themselves in it, that yes, they have been challenged, but also that they've been comforted at the same time.
So for audiences who want to come and see this exhibition, where should they go? When is it happening?
It's happening at the National Art School, which is in Darlinghurst in New South Wales. And it's opening on Thursday, the 10th of July. And the opening to the public is on the 11th. We're going to be having a whole series of artist talks and artists in conversation with their family members and with us as the curatorium on the Friday. And then on the Friday night, we've got bingo and karaoke, because Bifold love bingo and karaoke. And then on Saturday, we've got a whole host of printmaking workshops and ceramic making workshops and DJs and singers and a really huge sort of public program, almost like a festival. So we'd love to see everyone come on down and share with us in that.
Hey, in time for NAIDOC.
Absolutely in time for NAIDOC. Yes, very specifically, yep.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on and having a yarn and telling us all about this exhibition.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Clotilde, lead curator of the Neighbour at the Gate exhibition. The Neighbour at the Gate exhibition will start from the 11th of July to the 18th of October 2025 at the National Art School Gallery. If you'd like to search for more information, you can find it at the website at nas.edu.au. You're listening to NITV Radio.